No, it is absolutely. It's a competition. Also, as a player, it gave me so many good memories and so many satisfaction. So we will really try our best, play a strong team. There is an opportunity also for me also to see some plays, and I will take that advantage. But it will be a strong team.
And of course, it's a strong opposition.
Yeah, no matter how many changes they will make, they will still be very competitive, which I like. We'll see what we can do.
How far have you moved forward now since you've taken over? I'm talking more on the training ground with the players. How far have you moved forward?
No, I think we are going very well. As I said, the pity is that when you are trying to work on something at the same time, you have so many games and so many important games, that makes the process more difficult. But we're getting there. I'm 100% sure that this team will start grinding points very, very shortly, and I think everybody will be happier than now.
It's all about winning, isn't it?
It is. In the end of the day, I said it first day.
Yes, yeah.
We can improve the passing, we can improve certain things, but if you don't deliver points, we're gonna lose confidence. The supporters will lose faith in the team. I'm very aware of that, but I believe a lot in what I'm doing, and I know the results will come very shortly.
I think you were a winner as a footballer. We all remember watching you play. You were a winner. And people have belief in you. But the players, once they start to believe in you, then you've got the big chance. And you need a win or two playing your way for them to believe.
No, absolutely. But the players, they like what we're doing. I can guarantee. I know that. Otherwise, I would have changed what we're doing. Is that once is that to believe in what you're doing, once is to be able to do it all the time and for a long period. That is the point. And that comes through repetition and making mistakes like we are making at the moment. And all of a sudden, as I said, you get a good result, they will give confidence to everyone, and then there will be another one and another one. That's what I'm looking forward.
The better the player, the less mistakes he makes.
Yeah, but I think I believe a lot in that process, and I think the process will make everyone involved better.
Moving on, you're trying to win football matches. You're trying to sort out the team, and you've got a transfer window. It's not easy, is it?
I'm glad you mentioned it. I would like to get a little bit of sleep as well, but now I realize that this is a tough moment and a very busy moment. So we have to be focused. We have to work harder than before. But we're gonna get the price for that.
Who are you? I mean, Tony Pulis has confirmed today that you're in for Craig Gardner. At the club, I think it was pretty confirmed that you made a bid for Bakary Sakho. What can you tell us about where you are with transfers?
No, I think we are in a good stage. Pity because Bakary would have given us something that I think at the moment we need. But it doesn't happen, but we will try again. We want to make the team stronger, more competitive in order to challenge even this year for promotion.
Presumably that's dead now, the Bakary Sakho deal.
Yeah, it's difficult because he's done very well. I think he will stay at Palace.
And what about Craig Gardner? What is it you're seeing him?
Well, it's a good player. I mean, we are talking a Premier League player that has done well in Premier League, scored goals, and on top of that, he has already played for Birmingham. He's done extremely well, and he's a Birmingham fan. So all the ingredients, I'm sure they are there, and hopefully we're gonna go and finish the deal.
The latest name that I'm hearing floated around is a Slovenian by the name of René Kerin.
Yes. Yeah, he's another good player with international experience and good player. Then that I can add something to the team. So as I said, we are trying to make this squad stronger because nowadays championship, if you see there are seven, eight, maybe nine teams that are really, really strong. So you have to take advantage of the of every possibility to strengthen your team. I can tell you now, I would have loved to have this squad from the beginning, mm-hmm. because that would have given me the time to work more with the players that I got, because they're giving everything to me, and I appreciate it very much. But unfortunately, time is the killer for me at the moment, and so I cannot spend as much time as I would like to with them to develop them the way I want. So we have to go for something quicker.
A pre-season would have been good.
Pre-season would have been good, absolutely.
And just finally on the transfers for me, how difficult is it now in the modern game to get transfers over the line when you've got to deal with solicitors, with agents and all the things? How difficult is it?
Well, I'm so glad that I stay away from that, but I bet for our people it is not easy, because there are so many things involved and difficulties, you know, to finish a deal, it takes a lot of time, I can guarantee you.
Will there be one or two going out?
I'm sure that I will have a proper chat with the players. Obviously, there might be some players that they are happy to stay anyway, fight for the place. There will be players, maybe they prefer to go somewhere else where they are assured that they can play more over here. This is something I will discuss next week.
And just finally, a message to the fans from you ahead of a tough rest of the season in the FA Cup. Message for the fans?
No, the message is that they have to stick with the players, with the club, because we are really trying hard to make them successful, and we will be successful. I'm 100% convinced that this club will have a lot of joy in the day.